story of William Crotch is extraordinary. He's gone down in history as a child prodigy without parallel in the history of music. He was born in 1775 in Norwich, where his father was a master carpenter. At the tender age of 18 months, he was able to work out tunes on the house organ, and by 2, he could play God Save the King. By the age of 3, he was showing an astonishing ability to play in any key, and also that he had exceptional oral ability. It was at this stage that his mother decided to take him on a tour to show off his musical talent. He played for the King and Queen, and then went around England playing the organ, piano, and violin. The London magazine wrote the following about his performances. He appears to be fondest of solemn tunes and church music, particularly the 104th Psalm. As soon as he has finished a regular tune or part of a tune, or played some fancy little notes of his own, he stops and has some of the pranks of a wanton boy. Some of the company then generally give him a cake or an apple or an orange and induce him to play again. Charles Burney observed the young boy with astonishment and wrote an article about him for the Royal Society. He was fascinated that this little pianist could only stretch a sixth and so had devised his own complex method of fingering. When Crotch was 15, he became the organist at Christ Church Cathedral, Oxford, and there he completed a Bachelor of Music at 19 and his doctorate at 22. He became a professor and published several didactic works. He was also a talented painter. Unlike the famous child prodigy Mozart, William Crotch did not go on to become a famous composer, though some of his compositions are still performed. Here is the cheerful opening allegro from his second organ concerto, played by Andrew Lumsden and the Milton Keynes Chamber Orchestra.
Thank you.
William Crotch's second organ concerto, the first movement, Allegro, played by Andrew Lumsden and the Milton Keynes Chamber Orchestra. FMR.